It is stated that whilst going somewhere, along with his pupils, Sayyidina Hassan Basri Ramadullah Ta'ala saw a wealthy man surrounded by slaves moving somewhere on a horse with pomp and ceremony. He Ramadullah Ta'ala asked the wealthy man where he was going. And he replied that he was going to the royal court. Making individual efforts, he said to him, "O brother, you have worn a fancy and perfumed dress and have adorned your outer self in every possible way. You have done all this to avoid the embarrassment in the royal court, despite knowing that the king of the fleeting world and his courtiers are powerless human beings, being like you. You know, that you've put all of this finery on so that you're not embarrassed in front of the king and his courtiers who are living in this powerless, in this fleeting world, and they are powerless. On the day of judgment, you will be presented before Allah Azza wa Jal. The Anbiya and the Awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal will also be there. Have you adorned your inner self before being presented on the day of judgment? Will you go there with filth and sins and the smells of evil? Will you go there in that state?" And this wealthy man, he listened to the advice very attentively. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Ramatullah, then asked the wealthy man, "Have you ever overburdened your horse?" He replied in the negative. Sayyidina Hassan Basri Ramatullah continued, "You have pity on your horse. You pity your horse by not overburdening it. What about your pity for your feeble body? You're continuously placing the burden of sins in it. Just think to yourself, if you spend your life in the same simple way, what will happen to you after your death?" Now this wealthy man, he was highly impressed by the call to righteousness and the individual effort made by Sayyidina Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ta'ala, that he got off his horse, and he became a disciple of this pious person of Allah. He became his murid and he got off his horse. Allahu Akbar. Here's the channel. We need to reflect that we may have the nicest clothes. I may have the nicest Imam Sharif. I may have combed my beard before I came here. I might have a nice car outside. I might have all these nice external things. What about my inside? What about the burden of the sins that I am carrying? Can I carry them sins, viewers of the channel? Can I present myself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And someone once said that if you want to realize what your inner state is, then think to yourself that imagine all of your sins being in a bowl. Get all of your sins, put them in a bowl. And put that bowl in the marketplace. Would you be embarrassed? Now if you're going to be embarrassed and think to yourself that them sins will in a marketplace is one thing, what's going to happen on the day of judgment when them bowl of sins are going to be in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? And for this we need to think and reflect.